friends. This year should be a special Schus for Rabbi and Rasa Shiyichli Nishmas, Maras Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, Rev Aaron Yehuda Lei Ben Reb Noch Tzvi, Reb David Ben Reb Shmuel, Shlomo Ben Shimon, and Libanasha Ben Risua Yitzchak, and Schus Adina Shoshana Bas Nechagito, Adina Basheva Bas Nechagito, Gilshana Bas Nechagito, Chanali Bas Nechagito, Lebracha Batzlach B'chol Maaseh Yedeihem. We're going to be basing this shiur on the Sefer Or V'Yishi. There are those who have a minog to eat on Purim, Hamantashen. Hamantashen in Hebrew are Oznei Haman, Haman's ears. So this is not mentioned in Chazal. But a minhag is an expression of the kedusha of Am Yisrael, something that was accepted in Am Yisrael. Very often has a very profound source, and it could be that we're eating these oznei haman, these haman ears, to be merames that Amalek doesn't have ears, and that we do have ears. And that's what it says about Yehoshua. K'sov zos yikaron b'sefer, v'sim ba'ozne Yehoshua. Put it in the ears of Yehoshua. And what? Kimacho emcha zecher Amalek. I'm going to wipe out the name of Amalek. So you see this connection between the ears and Amalek, and that's what we'd like to explore. When it comes to being makabel gerim from Amalek, we find a steer in the Mechilta, the end of Parashas Bishalach, brings the pasuk Vayomer David al Nara Magidlo, Emi Zeata Vayomer Ben Ish Gera Malaki Anochi Niskar David Bosa Shah Mashinamar Lamosh Rabbeinu Yavo Mikola Umma Shabol Mizgari Shikablu Umi Beso Shaloi Kablu Miyad Sham Vayomer Elav David Damcha Roshcha Ki Picha Anabacha. So the person said, I'm an Amalekite Ger. And then David remembered the pasuk. He remembered what was said to Moshe, not the pasuk, but what was said to Moshe Rabbeinu, that if anyone comes to convert, you should accept them. But from Amalek, you shouldn't accept. And he said to him, David said to him, the pasuk says, your blood is in your head, because your mouth answered you. In other words, you incriminated yourself by saying you're from Amalek. And he wasn't allowed to accept him. Adarabba, he had the din of Amalek. On the other hand, you see from the Gemara in Gittin 57b, Bivnei Banav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah Bivnei Brak. So it's mashma that you are accepting Gerim from Amalek. So Kim for the Shaila, the question presents itself then, are we Makabel Gerim from Amalek? Or are we not Makabel Gerim from Amalek? And this is something that has been discussed and analyzed by many, many Svarim. Very fascinating topic. Are we Makabel Gerim from Amalek? Are we not? Here we have a seeming stira. There's a tshuva about this from the Heilige Avnei Nezer in Aruch Chaim Tav Kuf Ches. He's Tameya on the Rambam. The Rambam, the sixth parak of Ochos Malachim, Malachat Dalit, that even if Amalekites do not mamish come to be Mizgayer just to make shalom, and they're accepting upon themselves the Shevi Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and they accept themselves to be subordinate to the Jewish people, we accept them, and they're not Chayv Misa. And the Avnei Nezer explains that mitzvahs mechias Amalek is ledoros, mashma that they're punished because of the oven of their avos. But we know that lo yom subanim b'chet avosam, children aren't killed for their parents' sins, they're only punished for themselves. And he says that it's known that Zera Amalek, they have this hidden hatred in their heart like their father. Look at the mice of Haman Agogi. says in Tana Debe Eliyahu that Eliphaz told Amalek his son that only the Jewish people get Olam Haba. Help them out, said Eliphaz to his son, and dig wells, and you'll be Zocha together with them. When he heard this, he hated the Jewish people. And the Shoret Chayda Molek is that he doesn't want to be machni himself to the Jewish people. So in other words, it's not pshat, says the Avni Nezer, that Amalek is killed because of the avon of their avos, that they attacked us on the way. It's when we're leaving Egypt. It's something that remains for all the generations. And if you see an Amalekite, you know that it's not just the past. Even presently, he has this hatred for the Jews. But let's say you see an Amalekite who is machni himself before the Jews. He is makabel himself, the yoke of the Jewish people. He agrees to pay taxes. He accepts upon himself mitzvahs. So it's muchach that this Amalekite is not ochez b'maisa avosav b'yadav. If even just being makabel himself, zayin mitzvahs b'nei Noach, he doesn't even have to be mizgayer. Just sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So it shows that he's detaching himself from Amalek. So it would appear that what the Avnei Nezer means is that our Mulcham with Amalek is not just a memory of what happened before thousands of years ago. Before thousands of years, that's how you'd say it in Hebrew. But even now, he's a son of Yisrael. And the nation, the Amalek, that we're commanded to destroy is not biologically Amalek, but the nation that has the qualities of Amalek. That's the famous vort in the Soloveitchik family. That Amalek is an idea. It's a philosophy. It's an ideology. And if a person doesn't have this ideology, even though he's ben beno shel Amalek himself, he's allowed to stay alive. Amalek is called in the verse in Mishle, Zayd Yahir Let Shema, Oseb Evra Zadon. He's called a Letz. He's a Gaivadika, wanton sinner. He does things with on purpose. Hachis. And this continues throughout the generations with this Tchun of Azus, with this chutzpah, with this gaiva, with this terrible sinas Yisrael. And he says, look at Haman. Haman's mitzatzei Amalek, and he wants lahashmid, laharog, la'abed, eskola Yehudim, minar ve'ad zokein taf v'noshim b'yom echod. And the Avnei Nezer said, it's not just the reason for the mitzvah, it's the gather of the mitzvah. And therefore, if you see someone who doesn't have this quality, and he's not a Amalek anymore, you can accept him. And it's also meduyik in the Lashon of the Navi, Lech v'echramt es hachatoyim es Amalek. It doesn't say stam es Amalek, es hachatoyim. As the Brisker Rav in his Chedushim to Sefer Shmuel was omit on this diktuk. It would seem that the omik of the Divrei Avnei Nezer is based on Rashi, the end of Kiseitse, Asher Korcha Baderech Meloshim Keri, Shetime Osim B'Mishkav Zachar. Maral explains in the Gur Aryeh, Yesh la'ayin lamin yezadafka daki kol umas nivru b'lashamish is Yisrael chutz mizera Amalek shein mischabrim Yisrael. All the nations were created to serve, to enhance the Jewish people, except for Amalek, and therefore they're called an oiv v'sonei li'Yisrael. Afikach, Yisraeli ma'umos k'madregas ishim isha. So the Jews with the nations are like a husband and wife. If the man is zoche, then he's in charge. If the man's not zoche, the wife is in charge. And Amalek hasone amisnaget enu mishtabri tachas Yisrael. Nimshal hu zocher gamkein. Amalek is not like our wife. Amalek is a man, because he just hates us. He doesn't want to be subordinate, since he's misnaged, like meachashu misnaged li Yisrael. Kasher Yisrael govrim aleihem, also iskabrus aleihem lahashmid olsem. Aval kasher govrim zera Amalek, davar zein rak mishkav zocher. So when we win, then we win. Terrific. When they win, that's mishkav zocher. That's asher karcha baderech, shetimi olsem mishkav zocher. Because they're a zachar, not like the nations that it's nekeva. With the nations, it's a good marriage. They're supposed to be the wife, we're supposed to be the husband. But with Amalek, it's an interesting idea. Amalek, no, they're also men. And if they're Moshe Lanas, then it's Mishkab Zachar, Rachman Alitzlan. We learn from the Maral that Peshawish Habriya Nivu Rakshnei Zacharim. In creation, there are only two nations that are men, the Jewish people and Amalek. And that's what it means, Rashis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is called Rashis. And the Jews are called Rashis. Kol Yisrael Hashem Rashis Tevuasa. And a Zachar is a Mashpia. There are two Mashpiyim in the world, Amalek and Am Yisrael. And Amalek is Achriso Adei Oved. There's nobody for there's no Tzatzaim. They're a Zachar without an Akeva Amalek. The other nations have a tikkun, because they're Bechinas Nekeva, and their tikkun is Am Yisrael. And there they're going to be descendants. They're going to be, not that we're marrying the Goyim, but spiritually speaking, it's like a husband and wife, and therefore they have a tikkun, but Amalek has no tikkun. According to this, we can understand the mistake of Yoav, as related in Bava Basra 21. Shargrak has a Zacharim. Shukach limdo rabo timcha es zecher amolek. Es zocher amolek. His Rebbe taught him, in cheder, erase the males of Amalek. So, he only killed the males. How did he make such a mistake? He didn't go to shul to hear parashat zocher. The answer is, that he understood that Amalek has to be destroyed because they're a Zachar. Because they're not Mekablim, they're Mashpiyim. They don't accept, they want to give. And that's how he understood. That was the reason we have to kill them. So therefore you can leave the Nekevus alive. He understood that Tzibu is only on the Zacharim of Amalek. Now we can understand the chiluk of Avnei Nezer about accepting Gerim from Amalek. That if Amalek wants to be Makabal Mitzvahs, to be Makabal, to accept the dominium of the Jewish people, pay taxes, etc., so we can accept them. He doesn't have Tchunas Amalek. But this Nara Maleki who killed Shaul B'chir Hashem, and he was proud of it, so he has the Midah of Azus, Panim, of Ritzicha. So he remained with his Amalekite. It is a Amalekite quality, and therefore he's not royally giyur. According to the Meshech Chachma, his geirus doesn't even work b'diavad, so David HaMelech kill him midim nechias Amalek. But l'shitas Rashi, there's no mitzvah to kill an individual Amalekite when you can't kill them all, so he killed him as a murderer. He was Mode. Rambam Paskin Zagoy is Chayiv Misa, even if he's Mode. He was Mode that he killed Shaul, so now he's a murderer. It would appear that the primary problem of Amalek, that he's a Zachar and he doesn't have this tchun of Kabbalah, of accepting the truth, that's the meaning of Oznayim Lishmoa. That's interesting. Yisrael and Amalek, we're both Zacharim, but our ears hear, as we can be Makabal the Emes. Amalek doesn't have that Tchuna. Yisra b'sha shishama kamenisim nasli Yisra b'on nizgayer, says in the Medrash. V'yishma Yisra, ma'balasav shel amalek v'rakach v'yishma Yisra v'zesham arkasav leitz tako pesi yarim. Now that Yisra is called a pesi, he's wise. He was over at Zara, he had the tchun of Shmia. But leitz tako, Amalek got hit and they didn't hear. Yisro was a Shomea. Yisro heard. The Avnei Nezer brings the Tana de Elio that Eliphaz commanded Amalek his son that he should know, Eolam Hapa in a Masukin El Yisrael. Go help them out. When he heard it, he became their enemy. And that's the Shorish of the Chayt of Amalek. That he doesn't want to be Nichna to the Jewish people. Help out the Jewish people and you'll get a great Olam Haba. He said, no, I'm not interested. He doesn't want to hear, subordinate himself to the Jewish people. He doesn't want to subordinate himself to the truth. Shem wamim yergazin chilochaz yoshvei palashas. They heard. They didn't start up with the Jewish people. Amalek hears and they don't care. It's an improper hearing. And that's the idea that it says in Tana de Belial, the Avnei Nezer brings, that they didn't want to help the Jewish people with Chafiras Boros. He didn't want to help the Jewish people with pits, digging pits for water. What's the idea of a pit? A pit is not a bear, it's not a flowing spring. It accepts, it receives. And he didn't want that. He didn't want to be a receiver. Amalek. That's what the Sfasema says in Yisro Tafresh Mem Aleph. Leitz Tako Pesiar Meletz gets hit, Amalek gets hit, and the wise man wisens up. Yisro Halach B'chachmo Vike Sha'emes. Yisro went with wisdom, he sought out the truth. Rak Shol Amazu B'choshech Ven Yochel Hasig Emes Wilson Bnei Yisrael De Torah Avner Mitzvah. That Olam Hazaz, Yisro sought out the truth. Olam Hazaz is filled with darkness, and you can't get totally the truth. You need the Torah. And when the Jewish people were Mamshich, they drew down the light of truth. Yisro heard, and he was Model Emes. He saw he had made a mistake. And Amalek didn't. That's a Zayd Yair Letzshema, Ose Be'Evra Zadam. Rasvasema says a letz, a clown. He knows the truth, and he's over b'mezid. He doesn't care. And they knew that the truth was with the Jewish people, and they didn't follow it. So some people hear the truth, and they go after it, v'yishma yisra. But Amalek, they hear and they do the opposite. And that's where Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel Os Kofayin Vav, that because a letz is such gaiva, such arrogance, he's not machshiv anything. Nothing is important. He just makes a joke out of everything. He devalues everything important. And that's what we see. Amalek Ein Tikun Achriso Ade Oved. He's a zachar. He's mashpia, and that's Am Yisrael is supposed to be the mashpia. And the ozen is the kli kibble. The ozen is supposed to help you hear. That's the kli that shows that you're a makabo. And that's the idea behind the chersha nosen ledeme kulo. When you deafen somebody, you have to pay their whole value. Because the mahus of a person is that he has to learn how to be a makabel. It's the whole word of Ozen Shasham al Har Sinai that you're supposed to be avadim d'Hashem and not avdei avadim. So that's why we bore a hole in the ear of the Eved Ivri. He doesn't want to be makabel avdei Hashem because he doesn't know how to be a makabel, a proper makabel, but a makabel from Hashem and not from people. And that's the contrast between the Jews in Amalek. It says about Amalek v'lo yirei Elokim. It says at Har Sinai that I'm giving you the Torah l'babur t'yirasi al p'neichem. We should have fear. They don't have fear. Chazal say the yirah at Har Sinai is busha. That's what a Jew is supposed to have. So even though we're zachar, but we still have the yirah from Hashem. But Amalek is not a makabel. Amalek is aspanim. That's the idea of Simba Ozne Yoshua. That Yoshua is a makabel. Yoshua knows how to hear. Yoshua knows how to accept. Lo yomish mitocha oa. That's why it's Yoshua who's fighting against Amalek. Amalek is not a makabel. Amalek doesn't have ears. And Yoshua does. He knows how to accept from Moshe. Pnei Moshe, pnei Cham, pnei Yoshua, pnei Levon. Moshe is the sun. Yoshua accepts from him. He's the moon. And that's the fight between the Jews and Amalek. Between those who want to hear the truth and those who hear the truth and want to do the opposite. V'sim ba'oznei Yoshua. Put in Yoshua's ears. Kimacho emcha zecher Amalek mitachas ha'shamayim. That your job is to erase Amalek because they don't have ears. Their ears hear the opposite. They hear the godless of the Jewish people, and then they fight. They wage war against that. They do bemaze it against. So that's a yisod gadol, and that's our avodah on Purim, is to be makablim, is to accept, is to know how to. The world has to accept from us, but we're makabel from Hashem. We're Yare Elokim. It says about Avram, Ata Yadati Ki Yare Elokim Ata. So this is a Yisod Gadol and Avoda, and we should be Zoche Taka to be makabelim, to be shomim, to hear Dvar Hashem, and to spread it to the world. B'simcha v'tuv levav. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.